Dear Cheap Astronomy, what is the difference between weight and mass? Well, mass is an intrinsic property of matter, while weight is an emergent phenomena of whatever gravitational context you happen to be in. So fly to the moon and your mass doesn't change, but you will find that you weigh 1/6 of what you do on Earth at sea level. To measure your weight, you can stand on a set of scales, which are then pushed downwards by your natural tendency to accelerate towards the center of whatever massive object you happen to be standing upon. So, you will generate a bigger push on scales on Earth than you will be able to generate on scales on the Moon, for reasons that are largely irrelevant to your intrinsic mass, as Galileo demonstrated by dropping balls with different masses off the Tower of Pisa, which wasn't leaning back then. Everything accelerates at the same rate in the same gravity field. But it's also the case that the scales are less affected, pushed down, by a feather than by a hammer, whether those scales are on the Earth or on the Moon. This is because of mass. Mass represents inertia, which is a reflection of what force, measured in newtons, is required to shift a particular mass through the syrupy-resistant Higgs field. You need more force to shift a hammer than you do a feather, presumably because the more massive hammer has more Higgs bosons than the feather does. So the scales, which have their own inertia, are more resistant to a push from a feather than to a push from a hammer, whether you are on the Earth or on the Moon. And here's the really cool thing. We flew to the Moon to do an experiment that involved dropping a feather and a hammer from the same height above the Moon's surface. There is a YouTube video of Commander Dave Scott from the Apollo 15 mission doing this very experiment, and the audio sounds like this.
Well, in my left hand I have a feather, in my right hand a hammer. And I guess one of the reasons we got here today was because of a gentleman named Galileo a long time ago who made a rather significant discovery about falling objects in gravity fields. And we thought that where would be a better place to confirm his findings and on the Moon. And so we thought we'd try it here for you. The feather happens to be appropriately a falcon feather for our falcon. And I'll drop the two of them here and hopefully they'll hit the ground at the same time. How about that? Mr. Galileo was correct.
The hammer versus feather effect is immediately apparent on the Moon due to the Moon's lack of an atmosphere that might otherwise slow up the feather's fall in the way that it does on Earth. Despite their significant Higgs boson-related intrinsic mass differences, the feather and the hammer both fall with the same gravitational acceleration, and hence they hit the ground at the same time. But if you weigh the feather and the hammer on a set of scales on the Moon, the hammer will weigh more than the feather. Indeed, they will both weigh 1/6 of what they weigh on Earth at sea level. That's the difference between weight and mass.